He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Hello, everyone out there in SNU land. This is He Said, She Said, December 2017. It is December, and last night we had a bit of a snowfall. It looks pretty nice out there. I am ready to take it on. How about you, Trace?
Yeah, that's a rude awakening. I'm not a snow person. Keep the snow in the mountains, you know, for skiing and snowshoeing and skidooing and all that stuff. But I don't know. I'm not a snow person. But anyway, that's beside the point. Yes, it is wintertime here in Canada. So there you have it. We're lucky that we didn't get snow up to this point because it is the 13th of December. So we're quite fortunate. It's been so good so far.
Yeah, and there's lots of stuff going on in December, lots of parties, lots of special events and dances and all kinds of stuff tied in with the final hurrah, you know, the big Happy New Year deal and all that stuff towards the end. So this is a good month. I like December. It's fun.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, it's really funny. Usually I don't get a chance to see a lot of my gal pals in the summertime, and you'd think summertime would be the time, but it's wintertime that I see everybody and the parties are happening. Not so much during the summer. I guess everybody's away and they've got family in town and yada, yada, yada. But so yes, so there's lots of parties happening. And away we go.
All right. So what's cooking?
What's cooking is black bean brownies. And these are a winner. Just ask Dr. Corey and he will tell you that they're a winner. Because you ate some last night when I told you not to, because I'm taking them to a party and you got in them.
Well, they were there. They were calling out to me. I didn't have that many. And I just wanted to try them out. But I love the black bean. It's so light. It's like you're biting into air. Oh, but I also like the fact that they have such a low glycemic index. And they're not really that sweet, but they're quite tasty little morsels.
Oh, I know. And, the, you know, the little black beans, they're loaded with a rare combination of both protein and fiber. So let's just say 100 grams of beans, you'll get approximately 21 grams of protein, 16 grams of fiber, yet 63 grams of carbohydrates, and 1500 grams of potassium. So getting that potassium up. So black beans are very low in fat and sodium. So, you know, if you got to munch out, then this is the thing to munch out on. The skins are rich in anthocyanins, and the anthocyanins are responsible for the deep red, purple colors and magenta colors in blueberries, grapes, acai berries, and also known to decrease heart disease and cancer. So bring on the brownies.
Is that your excuse?
Yes. I'm getting rid of heart disease, so I'm going to keep eating these brownies. Anyway, all you need, I mean, you can soak your own black beans if you like, or you can buy a nice can of black beans from your health food store and that have no salt or sugar or anything in them. Just a can of black beans rinsed, 1/4 cup of coconut oil, 3 eggs, whole eggs, 6 tablespoons of unsweetened cocoa powder, 3 heaping teaspoons of honey. Now, you can use maple syrup, you can use agave syrup. I've tried everything, but I like the honey the best. 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and that's all you need. However, I like to add a cup of chopped walnuts or any other seed that you like. I like to add like 1 cup of carob chips or non-sugar sweetened chocolate chips. Those two items are optional. You don't have to have those. Then what you do, other than the nuts and the carob chips, just blend everything together until nice and smooth in a blender. Put in a parchment paper and put in like a little square Pyrex dish in a parchment paper for 350 and bake until in the middle it becomes harder. So then you've got it. And that's it. That's all you need. It's the simplest, easiest thing I've ever made in my life. But like what I did this time round, I made the brownie, but I put on top what I put the walnuts on top and the carob chips on top. So I didn't blend it in, or I didn't scoop it in with the mixture. So it was really nice. So how was that? Did you like that way? Because I've made it quite a few different ways. Did you like it with everything on top this time, Corey?
I like it any way you make it, but this way it's visually entertaining. Like when you mix everything else in, you can't really see it, but this way you you poured it on top, you put the walnuts and the chips on top. So when you look at it, it looks kind of enticing, actually.
Yeah. Okay, great. Awesome.
And I'm into what things look like. I mean, let's face it, we are attracted to food in a lot of different ways and for different reasons. But one of the reasons is its effect on the sensory organ of vision.
I'm going to add this to our website. So this will be on the website soon. And it's absolutely scrumptious. And I'm taking it to a party. And next month, I've got another really great little bowl. It's a butter bowl that you're going to love as well. So I'm trying. I haven't baked for a long, 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 long time. But some of these things you don't have to bake and some of them you do. But I try to get into when you get that little bit of a sweet tooth, you want to eat as healthy as possible. Something sweet that satisfies that craving. And everything in here, is you know what you're getting when you make it yourself and it comes from really good ingredients. You know, you've got a good quality egg, you've got real vanilla extract, some really good honey, some good coconut oil. I mean, you know, you can't go wrong and you don't eat the whole thing. You just eat a couple of pieces and you're happy. Well, I eat a couple of pieces and I'm happy. I don't know, some people around here eat more than a couple of pieces and they're happy. Anyway, there you have it. Black bean brownies. Yum, yum, yum.
And it ties in with our theme, as you were just mentioning, how you don't need to compromise. Like people say, well, it doesn't matter, you know, just eat this or that. But if you violate your principles and cheat, I think that it affects your moral character. I think that it weakens you. So I think it's possible if you're really, truly committed to achieving optimum health and doing everything that it takes to maintain that, you don't need to make up an excuse or find a reason why you need to violate the very thing that you believe in. So you can create goodies and snacks as they've always done for thousands of years prior to all this gobbledygook gunk that people are using now. You can use whole food to make whole food snacks.
And exactly.
They satisfy. Yeah. And you can't eat as much of them as this other gunk that has no true value in it.
Anyway, we'll talk about more of that on the hot topic because that's kind of something I'm going to discuss. But anyway, I will have that on the website, the black bean brownie. And if you're into chocolate, oh man, are you going to velvety chocolate? It's so good. These are a winner, winner, winner.
Okay.
And it's all about winning. It's all about winning.
Yeah, right. Well, while we're on that theme, let's talk about who was our last month's special guest.
Our last month's special guest was Mr. Sylvain Cyr. Sylvain is an elite personal trainer, genetic exercise analyst, course conductor, and exam preparation tutor. His list of personal training credentials is really extensive. Sylvain is a certified with the British Columbia Recreation and Parks Association, the American College of Sports Medicine, and the American Council on Exercise, National Strength and Conditioning Association with the BCRPA, as well as a trainer of fitness leaders. Holy moly, moly, moly. Anyway, to see more on Sylvain's bio, please see our website. This is a two-part interview, by the way, because we never got into talking about nutrition. And Sylvain, we've met him many, many, many times, and he's not only so elite personal trainer. He's really a lot of fun. He's got a great sense of humor and he's really good looking too. That helps. He's really quite extraordinary. And it was really good to hear his voice. You know, he's got so much to offer. He really is a personal trainer extraordinaire. He's been in the industry for many years and has seen so many changes in the industry in a positive way. And what he says as a trainer, he says, more is expected of the trainer today. It's not just about looking good and having a shiny body and having lots of muscles as a trainer. Your clients really want you to know what you're talking about. And it's not just about fitness. It's also about diet. It's about energy. It's about life. Also, so the trainer needs to be really well educated and have knowledge and to be client centered. Really, it's all about the client. It's not about you. It's about the client. So I think basically what he's trying to say, because he's had so much knowledge and experience, he can pretty much suss out any client that he has, and you know what, that pretty much the clients all want basically the same thing. They don't know that they really all want the same thing, but they all want the same thing. But it's about how do you get to that same thing with the client. There's a way to draw that out in them. So that's what I saw with it. Well, that's what I heard in Sylvain's interview.
Yeah, the last question I asked was my favorite part of the interview, because I asked him what the difference was between him and perhaps a very high number of 53-year-old males living in Vancouver. And he didn't say it was education, didn't say it was, you know, finances, anything. He just said he didn't give up, which is something that all of us have the capacity for. So much in life is lost because people give up. They lose hope, they lose sight, they lose focus, and they simply give up. They don't keep on track, and it's them doing it, not anyone else. So you can really keep that in mind when you meet people or see people in dire straits. You have to ask yourself this: when in their life did they give up, and why did they give up? And that's very interesting to study psychology and psychoanalyze that aspect, because it really helps you understand the human condition.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a really good question that you asked him. He says that personal training, there's a lot of doors opening up for personal trainers now, and it's a really great career choice to make, because it's not just about the guy who's got lots of money or the movie star or the celebrity. There's the youth, there's the aging, there's the pregnant, there's post-rehab, there's your fitness babes and guys. So, you know, the doors are really opening for personal trainers now. There's a lot. The market is really opening up for them. And there's more schools out there for the personal trainers and continuing education, so they can actually become a specialist in certain things that interest them. So it's a wonderful market to be in. Absolutely. So I just wanted to thank Sylvain. And I'm really looking forward to part two, when he's going to be talking about nutrition for the future. So thanks so much, Sylvain, for your expert interview. It was fabulous. And gee, I think I might even want to be a personal trainer now after listening to that. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Yep. You know, some of our students tell me that the reason that they're going into personal training is not really to train anyone. They just want to learn how to train themselves. And so I think that is an excellent motivational drive, the force itself. I mean, to really get good at living, you should really study life and understand what it takes to be an excellent human being. Part of that, of course, is the training, because none of us hunts or farms or fishes or farms the way that we used to, like with a huge amount of physical expenditure. That's all gone now. No one does that except for the very limited small percentage, and all of them are going to be replaced by machines eventually. So we, like the astronaut, we have to get physically active in an environment that demands it genetically by nature. So that's part of the solution to the puzzle of life, is to get fit, and then all of the stuff that goes on to getting fit, right?
Absolutely.
Good stuff. So thanks, Sylvain, and let's get into the next final issue, your hot topic.
My hot topic is happy holidays. Now, most of us, I didn't say everybody, tend to overdo the holidays. Perhaps later nights, if that's only the thing, or indulging in alcohol or a bit more than normally, and maybe an eggnog or two. And there's always a tendency to overeat. Because, you know, everywhere you go in the holidays, if you celebrate the holidays, everybody's got food all over the place, laying all over the place, whether it's nuts and seeds and cheesies and chocolates and this and that. We always have a way of succumbing to the odd tasty treat and richer fare. And that's just the way it is. Over the holiday season, really give good thought to practicing the recipe for health. Which is, what is the recipe for health? Air, water, juice, food, light, exercise, hygiene, cleansing, rest and sleep, and supplements. What you want to do, I mean, you don't want to be staying in the house. Get outside and go for a walk. Get some fresh air, right? Make sure to drink some good filtered water. If you've got time and you've got what you need, make some nice fresh juices in the morning. Make sure the foods you eat like what I usually do is before I go to, I know I'm going to a party and it's a potluck party. You and I always eat before we go. Towards the end of the night when we get a little peckish, we'll eat all the stuff that nobody else eats, like the carrots and the broccoli. So make sure your food is on course. Light, like get some proper light. That goes in with getting fresh air and get out there and get some light. Go for a walk. Breathe in that fresh air. Just because it's the holidays does not mean that you don't exercise. Are you taking a holiday from exercising? You might want to change it up a little bit. Who knows? Hygiene, make sure you take good care of yourself. Make sure, ladies, that, you know, if you've had a late night, you're still going to wash your face and brush your teeth and still do your body scrubs and do everything that you need. Cleanse over the holidays. Maybe if you have a day off and there's not going to be any partying at all, then why don't you just stay home and just drink water, drink some good homemade juices, drink teas. Just do a little bit of a cleanse. Even cleanse yourself from people, the phone, Netflix. Love the Netflix, though. Rest and sleep. This is a big one for people. Not getting enough rest, just putting your feet up and relaxing, and getting enough sleep over the holidays. And don't forget to take your vitamins, everybody. Just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you want to slack off. Because I guarantee what happens in the first week in January, there's a lot of flus going around. And usually it's not a flu. It's just a 26-ounce flu or an overindulgence flu or hangover flu from the holidays. Right, Corey?
Yep. And I just want to share my approach. It's like a policy that I have regarding these events that occur. Like the other night, I'll use that as an example, when we went to Wendy and Joe's get together. Now, that was not a dinner. I'm not talking about an official dinner where you get there like 5 or 6 and you have a great big dinner. I'm talking about sort of like a house party, which this one was, where you go after dinner, but there's a lot of snacks. And I noticed people surrounding the table. Now, the table, for the most part, from my point of view, is loaded with junk and garbage. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole, even if I was dying of starvation. But what I do, and what you and I both do, is in this case, I'll just be very practical and direct. We had made a turkey, and so I loaded up on some turkey. I had just turkey, nothing else. Just a portion of turkey, which satisfies that protein combined with the fat, because there's no carbohydrates in turkey, really sticks to your ribs and gives you that hunter-like stability, where the hunters would carry a really high fat protein sort of buffalo matrix called pemmican, and then that would sustain them while they're searching for their prey for days at a time. Okay, no carbs, just fat and protein. So this idea of eating protein works really good, at least it does for me. So I go to the party. Now, my policy is I never ever eat at these events. That's my policy. And in fact, some people have made comments and say, why aren't you having anything? And I just say, I never eat when I'm at these things, because there's never anything ever good to eat, at least for the most part. And two, I'm drinking. That's my food. It's liquid beer, I call it. So if you're drinking, I think if you are combining alcohol, which many people do, with junk food, it's like not double trouble, it's quadruple trouble. It acts chemically in the body to do a lot more damage than you can possibly imagine. So my advice is to not eat at these events, but drink your wine or beer, or if you're not a drinker, just have whatever it is you drink, and stay away from the junk on the table and converse and interact and get into some great discussions. But for some people, it's almost like they're attracted to it for a lot of different reasons, and they can't stay away from the chips and the dips and all these gunky kind of sugary sweet stuff that are non-nutritive and very damaging. So anyway, that's my policy. That's what works for me, and I'd recommend trying it for anyone out there who wants to try and avoid indulging in stuff that really is not going to do them any good at all.
We always take a pineapple and some those boxed oranges. That's what we take. So, you know, maybe towards the end of the night, I get thirsty, so I'll just have an orange or some pineapple. So we always take what we want to eat. That's what we do. And sometimes it gets eaten up, and sometimes it doesn't. But if I have to take a food item, like a salad or a potato or a meat dish. It's always something that I would want to eat myself. So I know that I'm taking something I can eat myself, because a lot of times it's got a bunch of gunky stuff all over it. So anyway, when January rolls around, you won't be rolling around literally. You'll be raring to go with lots of energy and a strong immune system, while most will be trying to ward off those nasty bugs after the holidays. So I just want to wish everybody a happy holiday, and we'll talk to you in 2018.
Yep, we've got number 17 coming up. We just finished today our last episode for volume 16. So that is 16 continuous years. We've never missed a month for our podcast. And we have met so many wonderful people as special guests. And we've had so many great discussions. And we hope that you have gained insight and some laughs with our He Said, She Said, and of course, Tracy's recipes. I know many of you utilize them and have tried them and give us some great reports. So, yeah, happy holidays to everyone, and I hope you have a great new year.
Absolutely.
So what's your final word, dear?
My final word is by J.M. Power. If you want to make your dreams come true, the first thing to do is wake up.